are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
Did you see that Wendy Williams trailer?
No, but I kept seeing people like reposting and stuff. Her wig looks
not too much on my mama, but I'm kind of interested to see it. I just don't know if it's appropriate for it to be out. I mean, it seemed like she wants it to be out.
Yeah. You think she's trying to come back?
I don't know if it's a good idea, to be honest.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Because I just feel like she's clearly still, like, physically and mentally off. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder, like, what's the game? Like, why is this being put out right now? But, you know, I love Wendy Williams. I want her on
I feel like when we get our studio, we should have, like, an inspirational wall where we have, like, Wendy up. We can put, like, Ricky Lake. Maybe a little Jenny Jones. Kelly Clarkson. I don't think you... Oh, Joan Rivers. Who else is black? Damn, Wendy Williams just come a wall by herself.
I don't know. I kind of feel bad for her. And I miss her on TV. And Wendy would be, like, great for all of the nonsense that's going on in the world right now.
What do you mean by nonsense? Like,
I don't know. The war, famine, you know, presidents.
Yeah. I would just love to overall just hear her opinion on just like celebrity culture nowadays. I feel like I didn't start watching Wendy till my ex-boyfriend was like obsessed with her. He would like watch her all the fucking time. It would always be a thing. And so like I would always go over his house and he would be like legit like listening to her or watching her on TV. And I would see her like scoot across the screen. But there weren't a lot of like people in media that was doing that. So I feel like Wendy's like an icon. Like literally
she
an icon.
Literally, and it's no shade to the person that I'm about to mention, because I do love this person as well.
But uh-oh, Jay Hood. Oh, you got Sherry.
Sherry's entire format is literally just, you know, a different version of Wendy's format. Like, I don't think that type of show was being done before Wendy Williams. In the way that it's done, I don't know. I could be wrong, but
I don't think so. It was like, well, like, The View always had its, like, segments. It always had its, like,
yeah, but
guests.
The whole thing of, like, just the form, the way that the way that Hot Topics are done after Wendy Williams is just, like, it wasn't done that way before her. And so, right. I just feel like
I get that.
We need to give my sister her flowers, and they need to give her her money back.
Did the documentary look, like, broke down, or like did she look bootleg. Like did she look like she was in distress
bootleg? Yeah, they showed her, like, you know, struggling a little bit. They was talking about in the documentary her son was in there saying like it's people around her taking advantage of her. So that's what makes me think, like, are the people producing this documentary also taking advantage of her, or is Wendy a part of this? Is she like fully aware? There was like a clip of her driving through New York and she didn't realize where she was at. And I was just like, this don't seem
driving.
She wasn't driving, you know.
Oh,
but
I was saying, now look, that don't even like her foot is too like. Never mind. It just would not be safe.
Let's not talk about Bigfoots, okay? We don't need to do that.
Oh God. I don't think... You see, bitch is not drinking out of straws no more.
I'm not drinking out of a straw because I'm drinking out of a very classy glass. This is actually a
bitches.
Cigar glass.
That's really nice. That's a really here. Nice glass. Wow.
I put my blunt here when I have one.
Does it fit?
I'm not... It's too small, but it's okay. For the aesthetic, you know, but it's really for cigars.
The winning team is drinking our... liquor through a straw.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and start with my list this week because I have a few things to get off of my chest. I feel like you have a few things to get off your chest. Not that I give a fuck about what you're about to say, because I feel like it's about to be some bullshit. But I just...
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. This is a safe space.
Okay, listen.
Everyone's welcome.
Last week, we had a ball with the Nicki and the Megan conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it was a very nuanced conversation. I don't feel like we was too far, Nicki or Megan. Well, but, you know, I feel like it was a very nuanced conversation. The conversation that's been going on online, though, you bitches, y'all have got to be the dumbest group of people to ever walk the face of the earth. I'm talking about dumber than cavemen. Like, I'm
a bunch of babbling idiots.
Y'all are so dumb and so unfor real that it's almost hurtful to, like, witness the chaos that Nicki has caused, because it's really her fault, actually. You know, she kind of started all of this. But I do want to say...
Regina George in the hallway.
I want to say a few things. Firstly, I want to say... Let me pull up my list. You know what? Let's start with something positive first. Because I tagged her last week like I normally do. But Jess Hilarious officially starts The Breakfast Club. And congratulations to her. I like to see black women doing nice things, okay?
100%.
And still fuck her. And it's going to be fuck her every chance I think about it. And while I'm thinking about it now, fuck Jess Hilarious. But congratulations.
I feel like that's a big gig. That's a good highlight, a good spotlight for any black woman to be on. That's like a nationally syndicated radio show or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's a good spot. Good for her. Hopefully, during this time, she's able to grow and not be as idiotic. But, I mean, like... Shit happens in time, and not everybody has enough time to get to that point, but I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Unless she decides to make a public apology to the Ligga Bigga Tigga community, I have nothing to say to the bitch. Really, first up on the list, all the ex-Barbs. I want to give y'all a special award today for being fucking dumb, because I feel like this. A lot of the ex-Barbs have moved on to other female rappers because it's easier to clit ride somebody who's a loser. And I just think at the end of the day, y'all are only doing that because A, y'all are clit riders, and B, y'all...
clit riding is insane.
Y'all have made it a point to, like, go against Nicki, and the only way for you to do that is to just, like, go dick ride somebody else. It's like, with your dick hopping, little clit hopper, you're first up on the list. And that message applies to a lot of people. So, you know, if you listen to this podcast and it applies to you, put the shoe on, bitch. Because at the end of the day, were you about to say something?
I was about to say, a wise woman once said, if the shoe fit, if a hit dog,
whoever want to put it on, a hit dog will holler. Let's talk about hit dogs now. I think
not the dog actually got hit.
Listen,
oh my god,
I think that this whole little beef has been blown out of proportion in one very specific way. Y'all have conveniently forgotten that this is like what rap is. People get into rap beefs, they say nasty shit about each other, and then we move on. Y'all want to be, oh my gosh, why would she say that about her mom? Oh my god, like, what did she say about her mom? I want you to tell me. Crickets.
Oh, me?
Crickets.
Oh.
Now, the next thing I want to say is, I feel like everybody, how can I say this? I don't know. I actually don't care anymore, to be honest. I just think that this is just like fun. And I feel like everybody has blown it out of proportion.
I think when it comes down to it, I feel like people just aren't used to seeing women in rap and in the positions that Megan and Nicki are in actually diss each other publicly or say anything publicly about each other. So I think they don't know how to adjust. And I also think it, like, but on the other spectrum, that's what rap is. And if you're going to call yourself a rapper, rapping was based in anger and humiliation and frustration and all that shit. And so I feel like at the core of what rap is, this is actually the most real rap we're probably going to be getting for the next 10 years. So I feel like if nothing else, like, we should look at Nicki and Megan's beef as the first real female rap beef. And so, I mean, like, Cardi and Nicki had their thing.
I mean, I wouldn't say the first real female rap beef, but
of our the point of generation that we're in. Like, I wasn't really around for, like, Lil' Kim and Foxy. I wasn't tapped into that. Or, like, Queen Latifah and half of the women that liked her, but she wasn't fucking with them. Like, it's been tons of rap beef, but I feel like this is the first one that we're able to actually witness and follow and actually be tapped into. And so I feel like it's coming off a little different, and people are just like, okay. But also, it's kind of like, Nicki is like
the queen of rap.
Yeah, but she's also being like, I feel like she's also being painted as like a villain in a way. Like, in a way where it's just kind of like, how do I say that?
She fully leans into it though, and that's what kind of makes it worse for her, but she doesn't care. And that's what makes it even more worse for her, because she keeps doing it. But it's okay.
She reminds me so much of Kanye. And I feel like, literally. I feel like Kanye. And it's like, they both have very strong opinions. They both say what they need to say. They both feel what they need to feel. But I also just feel like people aren't used to, especially like black women or black men in the media, being this outspoken as they are. So I feel like anything they say will forever be held against them. But also, congrats, Megan. Yay. Support Megan.
Congrats, Megan, on your number one record. Given to you by Nicki Minaj. Because let's be very clear. Cobra.
I don't think given is the right word.
Given. Now, Cobra.
But whose fault is that, though?
Nicki's. And guess, but what other generous way to give back to the female rappers coming behind you than to hand them a number one record?
I mean, I don't think it was done generously.
She put Cobra out, y'all didn't give a fuck about it. She put her last two albums out, y'all didn't give a fuck about it. She put her last few singles out, y'all didn't give a fuck about it. So I'm just saying, if it wasn't for this big blow up, if not but for the queen, she would not be contending for the number one spot on Billboard. Now, by the time this podcast come out, the answer to that question will already be out, whether it went number one or not. But I think it's since we're on the Nicki and Megan situation, let me just go ahead and backtrack to one person who I would like to call, I don't know, Karen, Mutt, Milk Cricket, Ranch Roach,
Uncle Grandpa.
I was minding my business, posted Nicki on my Instagram story, and this fool came into my DMs and just started going in on me. And I was just like, whoa, buddy, where is this coming from? So if you follow me on Instagram at Blackberry, because I'm leaving it up now, I was going to delete it. But thanks to my friends on Instagram, they've all roasted you for me. I didn't even have to say much. They all ate you up in the comments, bitch, because you shouldn't have came over here messing with me. I don't mess with nobody. When have you ever seen me do that on my Instagram or my social media for anybody?
Never.
And the first time, you got your ass ate up in the comments. Now, why would you do that to yourself?
It's very Nicki coded.
Yeah, that's who I was channeling. I had Bigfoot on repeat as I was typing it up and, you know, remixing it, you know? Because I just felt like, why would you come for me like that? Talking about, oh, Nicki had to take out loans to fund her tour. By the way, So a lot of the dates are sold out. We haven't even started the tour yet. So I'm just trying to figure out why everybody...
I won't rain on that parade.
You won't rain on that parade? Let's talk about it.
I think it's great that she's doing this tour. I feel like a lot of the area is tarped off. And so it's just kind of like... It's not like a full, like, arena. So I feel like it's really great that she's doing the tour, though. Because I felt like... I thought earlier she was going to cancel it. So, I guess we'll see in a month what happens.
I don't think that's a fair statement to even make, because we can even look at Beyonce's tour. That whole stadium wasn't filled, but the dates were sold out. So, the seats that they have available have sold out. Right. That don't make a difference because they cut off a section.
Well, I mean, that also takes down the actual venue capacity. And so, like, if you're checking for, like, the total ticket count, you wouldn't count how many seats are there. I mean, you would count how many seats are actually open, available for people to actually use. So, like, let's say, like, it's a 42,000 seat venue, but you're only using 10,000. Doesn't mean you sold a 42 seat arena. It means that you sold the 10,000 that you actually had set for capacity. And so I'm really curious to see how this is going to be spun and used as a sold out arena tour. Because technically it's a sold out arena tour, but it's not a sold out, like the place isn't sold out because technically there's more seats available.
Sounds like a hater to me.
No, but I was about to say, no matter the venue or whatever the case may be, I did see people like mentioning like it being tarped off or whatever, but no matter the venue and shit like that, there are always places marked off, small sections usually, for like production, whether that be camera, whether that be the audio tag and stuff like that. So I'm very curious to see like in the end if she ends up opening more seats to fill that availability, because I guess people do want to go, I guess.
Didn't you say last week that you have tickets?
No, I don't. I don't have tickets.
I mean, what you said. I lied. So you lied.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a liar. I lied about
how
it.
How you going, Gil King? You can't cry. But liars. And I see why you love Megan so much. Just lie. Just lie, 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 lie.
Yeah, I also think it's really interesting when people pull in, like... I really think it's interesting when people pull in like other celebrities that have nothing to do with situations and mention them in comparison to. But I mean, you have to try to grasp for straws when you're struggling.
You started this off by being shady.
I didn't say anything. I didn't even mention. I was talking about
you
Rihanna.
You talking about, oh, she has sections cut off on her tour.
Now I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're dead ass motherfucking wrong.
I'm playing devil's advocate. You start off the podcast saying you play in the middle. Let me be in the middle.
I want to see you and your faves have a successful tour.
Yeah, I mean, we do.
Oh, I'm not internationally. I'm not talking about your other fave, your new one, your new baby.
Tinashe?
Gail, are you going, Gail King? You can't cry. Let's talk about Bigfoot because now, okay, now when the song, okay, Nikki, first of all, I got something to say to you. I got something to say to you and I need to say it to you right now. You played yourself. Because the song would have, y'all like my sound effects? I'm doing Queen Radio this week. The song is, I would put it at the bottom of Nicki's catalog if I had to rank the catalog right now. It would be right above the Boot Up remix. You know what I'm saying? Right at the bottom. Okay? Terrible. But the more I listen to it, the better it gets. I mean, it's just so fun, you know?
I think the production on it is really shitty, but I think it's a fun song. I think it's a really fun song. I think it's like tongue-in-cheek, it's playful, blah, blah, blah. I don't mind the song. I won't say I hate the song. I actually like the song. I've listened to it multiple times. Like, I actually enjoy the acapella version because it's just like, this lady was still in this booth playing around, just going crazy. Like, she probably did, like, her, whatever she does and enjoys. Like, she probably smoked a little bit and she got in that booth and was like, I got some shit to get off my chest. And I'd rather her do that. And I'm glad she finally, like, called someone out by name, because I don't think she's ever called Cardi out by name.
And she's so the never fact called anybody out by name. She never says anybody's name. And that's what also irritated me. It's like, damn, what? Megan must have really done something to really get up under your skin.
Yeah, Megan, I don't know. I honestly don't know. In my head, I think it's just the fact of public opinion on Megan's really, really high. And I feel like no matter what, like, this has been like a PR miracle for Megan. Like, if you look at it, like, this is, like, people weren't playing her shit. Yeah, 100%. People weren't. But when you put, like, a villain against, like, a generally well-liked person, it kind of always just...
I'm talking shit, and y'all know I like Megan. We've said it on this podcast before. I'm never going to take that away from her. She's definitely one of the best female rappers that we have right now, which is why I think that this beef is very entertaining. But I also feel like the love that she's getting, I feel like a lot of it's genuine. A lot of it is disingenuous because where was the support? Y'all was just dragging her when Party said the same thing about her lying on her mama. Y'all was just dragging her the whole Tory Lanez trial. Y'all was just dragging her when she did the Gayle King interview and was pushing out them tears. Y'all was just dragging her, but now it's, oh, save Megan. Oh, Megan, my dear, my angel, my baby. I love you so much. I can't believe Nikki would say that about you. I can't believe the Barbs will go to your mom's cemetery, even though nobody went. And so it's just like,
It's still a lot, though. And also, the Barbs don't help Nikki out at all.
No.
At all. And so it's just kind of like, even if you want to like Nikki, or even if you like, there's like no room for actually anyone saying anything about her because the Barbs are always ready to attack and you get doxxed and then you get like, it just.
But I also think it's corny to blame the Barbs for y'all not liking Nikki. If y'all don't like Nikki, just don't like Nikki. But don't blame the Barbs, because as much as y'all want to pretend like she has like, oh, this almighty power over these random human beings who she don't know, these bitches are crazy. People who going setting. Releasing the address to her mom's cemetery. If that actually happened, that's fucking lame and corny, but that don't mean Nicki Minaj did it herself and now we can't listen to Nicki Minaj's music because her fans are fucking retarded. No.
But it makes it harder to enjoy her, though. Like at the end of the day, like, you want, like, the Barbs make it hard for people to actually want to partake in her music because it's just like, you have this group of, you have a cult like following behind you that at any whim, if I tweet something, they're going to look it up. You never know, they might look at my IP address from there, or like, you say something, it's just like, bitch, I just won't, like, it's not even to the point of like, bitch, I just won't mention you. It's to the fact of, bitch, now I'm really going to mention you, and now I'm, now not only am I going to mention you, you don't stop this shit. You don't, like, if anybody else, like, if a co-leader, let's say, James
Donald
Manson.
Trump.
Exactly. Like, if he got on TV, or he said he's, like, anytime he said he doesn't like something, his followers have followed blindly behind it. Rather, he's verbatim said don't do this or hinted at don't do that, they follow behind him. It's the same thing with Nikki. So it doesn't have to be like a thing. It's just like, you, like, when you see a Trump flag up, you don't know that person, but you know what they represent and you don't like what they represent. And I feel like, I think that ties wholly
into each
other. But I
think if y'all don't like Nikki, y'all should not like Nikki for her antics, not for the Barbs.
Yeah,
I don't like Trump because I don't like his followers. I mean, fuck them as well, but that's not why I don't like Trump.
But in both cases, they go hand in hand. Like, I don't like you, and I don't like your followers. And you make it harder to actually like you because you're, like, yelling with the lesser. And so it's just kind of like you're doing the most. Nikki, in this case. Like, you're just doing the most. And it's just kind of like, I guess, like if any female rap artist got on television or radio or did an interview and they were like, just so you know, if you don't reply to this, I got 5 more songs on you. I've been waiting for you. It would be like, why are you so bothered by this girl that you have 5 songs waiting already for just about her?
I'm glad you said that, because
let's
not forget y'all hyped up Sheether. Y'all hyped up
one song.
Y'all hyped
one
up
song.
She Remy Wan put out another song after that. Y'all hype up any girl that has anything to say about Nicki Minaj. They can say whatever they want about her. They can say whatever 100%. They want about her family. And I'm not, and listen to me clearly. Y'all know I don't give a fuck about her husband. Y'all have never heard me and never will hear me defend that nigga. Y'all say whatever y'all want about her family situations. Y'all say whatever y'all want about all this other type of stuff, her body, all this other type of stuff.
Very
but when
true.
She does it back, it's, oh, you're old. Oh, she's a rapper. We should all get along. Oh, you are a big, mean wolf. Y'all are corny and
because
hypocritical.
You don't expect that from her. Like, what are you doing? Do you support and think she did the right thing by attacking Megan after her song came out?
Yes, because she's a rapper. Now, like I said last week, the tweets, the lives, all of that was corny.
But that's what I'm talking about. But that's what I asked. I said, do you think she did the right thing by attacking Megan? That was all in the attack 30 minutes into the song coming out. You said, yes, she did the right thing. And then you sit there and you just said that the lives and the tweets and all that was wrong.
Well,
but that's
about
the
rap
attack.
Beef. If she was going to clap back the rap, putting out a song, perfect thing to do. I don't give a fuck about that.
100%.
They should have been. 100%. That's perfect for whatever.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Is. And like I said last week, and I'm saying now, the lives, the tweets, the constant tweets, the constant station heads, all this other type of stuff, it's corny to me. I haven't even listened. I found out some stuff today that Nikki tweeted last week that I had no idea about. I should have came to the podcast with that information. I didn't know about it. But at the end of the day, y'all are soft because y'all... I'm going to say soft, and y'all are hypocritical because y'all let all the other female rappers get away with their shots, and you're like, oh, they get Nikki, oh, they got her, oh, they tagging her. Every time somebody diss her, every time somebody throw shade at her, y'all hyping it up. Nikki do it back. She's the old bitter one. I just want to end this by saying y'all are lame. Y'all are corny. Y'all are hypocritical. Y'all are not real people. And y'all are soft. And it is Black History Month. And I want to play this clip for y'all.
Harriet Tubman was walking around with a fucking nice, shiny fucking dress on with a fucking crown on her head when she was taking slaves to freedom!
And Nicki welcome Minaj to the podcast.
Nicki Minaj taking her bitches to those cemeteries, though. So, I guess
this is the Boys Next Door. I am the resident Barb in charge. The other co-host is a hater.
And I'm Ken Lush, and I love all rap music.
Clearly not. Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Follow us on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. Follow me at Blackberry. Follow my TikTok at Blackberry Thick as Fuck. Make sure when you go to my Instagram, you click on that video where I'm lighting Jason Tsunami's ass up for attacking me for no reason. Go ahead and add to the comments. Go look at his face and guess his age. And I want you to guess his mom's race. She's probably white. That's why he's aging like Greek yogurt, you old-looking faggot. Thanks for coming to the podcast. This has been a wonderful intro. What's going on in your world, babe?
Well, following that,
lying on your white mama. Lying on your white mama. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know if his mama white, but I know he in his early 20s, and he looked like he's 69.
Early 20s?
Yes. Okay. Early to mid 20s. Somebody said they used to date him, and he's in his early to mid 20s now. So, yeah.
Look at Nikki. Get him.
Bare face with a 5 o'clock shadow, and the bitch looked about as old as fucking Methuselah.
Methuselah. Look at best friend. We on the same page. Look at that.
I got this drink in my system. I ain't drinking it out of straw, though, because I'm not an alcoholic. You know what? Let me stop.
Because, bitch, I want y'all to go back for the last 3 months and see that straw pop up in that mouth.
No, because I'm just playing devil's advocate because I really do like Megan, but I'm going to always side with Nikki. Well, not always, because...
Always. Not fair,
but I'm always... She going to be first.
But I had a great week. I want to give like a really quick shout out to my friend Tara. I love you and I support you, and you're going to be just amazing and perfect. You know you got a good team behind you, so I want to say that real quick. Shout out to Tara. Yes, my baby girl. Yeah, I had a great week. I had a very productive week. I feel like it's just been one of those things where I feel like I'm trying to really just embrace 2024 with optimism versus me being pessimistic, because I feel like, you know, like when they be like, once you get older, them older niggas, they don't be playing about shit. They be ready to cut your ass off and they be done with it, blah, 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 blah. And I feel like as I've gotten older, I've realized I'm becoming one of those people. Like, you do one thing, I'm really over you. There's really nothing. There's no going back. There's literally like, I'm like, okay, conversation over. I had, I guess I'll say it. I had one of my friends had asked for a ride. And I'm like, okay, I got you, blah, blah, blah. And then when I got there, they didn't reply. They didn't answer the phone. They didn't answer the text. I'm looking like,
did you waste my gas, bitch?
That part. And I'm like, okay, no. And like normally, you know, I'm very like reactive. I'm very just like explosive when it comes to shit like that. And I feel like that's disrespectful. But now you're playing with my time. I got shit to do too. And I did something nice for you. And so I was just like, instead of going off, I took my time. I was just like, you know what? This was very disrespectful. I don't appreciate it. And I left it at that. And then I was like, I'm just trying to be more in control of myself with 2024 and my emotions and shit like that. So this week was a test for that.
Is that what you're lighting your blunt to?
Yes, that's what I'm lighting my blunt to. I'm lighting my blunt to patience and really just allowing myself to just not go off on these hoes, because it's real easy. And I'm tired of one of the fucking weird ass people being around me and they think I don't fucking know their intentions. I be knowing motherfuckers' intentions. Mm-hmm. I read y'all body language. I read y'all energy. I read all that shit. So don't be trying to come around me being weird and trying to fake the fuck. What's it called? Fake the funk? Don't do all that shit. It's not necessary. You don't got to fake the funk to kick it, bitch. And so don't do that shit either. So I'm like the one to real bitches and real stand-up hoes on a good foot.
And by the way, let's not get it twisted. Tory Lanez 100% shot that girl. As far as I'm concerned.
100.
I don't want y'all to get it twisted. I'm not one of them delusional bitches that think he's innocent. Back 100%. To me. My week has been very long. But it's over now. I posted that I wanted a mug from The View on my story. And I was not expecting people to like want to buy it. So I have a mug on the way.
Yeah, that's why I didn't even bother.
A mug is gonna have to be like returned or gifted or you know something, because I was not expecting that. But shout out to the people that contributed. The person that contributed first, I'm gonna save my comment, but thank you so much, because I almost said something raunchy. It's too early in the show.
Oh, but I was gonna ask you if you're gonna give him a little butthole, a little wink.
I don't
little
know, chocolate but wink. I feel like I really want that mug, and I feel like that's worth a little cooch.
I feel like if I post something on my story, nigga, like it's coming your way, or I'll help you get it, nigga, I gotta give you a little mouth. You get a little mouth hug.
It was very nice of him, but it was also shocking because I hadn't heard from him in a while, but that's neither here nor there. Is that shade, Phaedra? No, it's not. I mean, we speak on social media, but I thought he had lost my number, child. I don't know.
wait, he did. He texted you about it instead of like Instagramming you about it?
Well, he sent the funds.
Oh, he one of them type of niggas.
I don't know.
Okay, look at you.
Okay.
I'm a. You know what? I need to get my bomb back out. Hold up, cause I need to drag myself real quick.
Okay, I like when you drag yourself. Happy Aquarius Month.
Dumb Bitch of the Day Award is gonna go to me because we talked about this, and I saw real my man bitch at work again today, and I did not say nothing to him. And I just want to say to me, you are a dumb fucking bitch. You're never going to find love in a hopeless place because you don't know how to fucking speak. I'm talking about every time I see this man, my throat close up. That's how I know that's my man.
That's how I be feeling too. Like, I feel like if I'm around somebody and I get a little bit nervous, like, you know, like, it just be a pinch. We talk about them dead butterflies. They spring back to life. Once them butterflies spring back to life, I'm like, okay, we might be a little bit locked. You might be the one.
And then it's like, I'm not good at eye contact. It's like, once I saw him, I was like, head down. Didn't see you.
Oh.
What a loser.
Okay, so let's practice real quick. You see me. Okay. We look up and we lock eyes. What would you say to me first?
I would say, you know, I see you all the time. We never speak. What's your name?
No, Cheryl. No, okay, this is what you do. No. Okay, so you see him, blah, 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 blah. You can't
sexually harass him.
No, you can't grab his dick. It's your own clock. But just be like, I mean, unless he's into that. If he's into that, then you can just
go ahead.
I mean,
he doesn't give me like I would grab his dick vibes. He gives me more like,
you finger him?
I don't want to say he gives bottom because you really can never tell.
You never fucking know.
But okay, I would hope that he's willing to date another bottom if he is a bottom.
Oh, we love that. Bottom on bottom. Bottom love. Agenda. I support. Yay, bottom on bottom.
No, you don't.
Woo.
Okay.
Woo, yeah. Just say sup.
That is so, no, I can't. Like, I can't. I'm not even a sup girl. I never say what's up to people.
I feel like that's an easy way to transition, though. You'd be like, sup. And then he'd be like, sup. And he'd be like, how you doing?
But whenever I see him, he's like, never, like, even with them. They say, like, there's like this unwritten rule that when you see somebody you know, you either wait until you're 10 feet or 10 seconds away from them. So he's always more than 10 feet away from me, but I don't know. Like, I just feel like I should just be like, in my brain, what I would do.
Bitch, don't walk up giving no monologue.
No, what I would do when I see him again the next time. Uh-huh. And maybe this is too forward, but I would literally probably just ask him out. Is that too much?
Whoa. Okay, so I like that kind of stuff, and I'm a bottom. So if he's a bottom, he'll probably just be like, whoa, look at you taking initiative. But like, another way you can easily do it.
I've never shot like that before.
This is hot. You have to shoot your shot. Shoot your shot is, that's the way. Because I feel like nowadays, I feel like most bottoms, we always just want to sit back and be like, preyed upon, like, you know, like the fucking Bambi in the fucking like jungle. Sometimes we gotta take the bull by the balls. Mm-hmm. We love bulls. But I would just walk up to him and be like, sup, how's it going? Create conversation. And so remember the guy I was talking about, Aiden Ross has been banned by Allstate.
What?
Okay, anyway. So remember the guy, we gave each other homework to go talk to. You were supposed to talk to your guy. I was supposed to talk to my guy. What I did, I'm not sure if I came back and I said it on the podcast, but it actually worked. So I saw him alone or whatever, and I was like, okay. I walked up to him. I was like, sup. And I was like, okay. And I kept walking. And I turned around. I said, no, we're about to do this shit. And so I turned back around, and I was like, I got a rule. Like, if I see somebody more than 5 times, I have to say something to them. And then he was like, it's been like 50 times. And so it's just like, so they niggas be seeing you, they be noticing, they just be waiting for the person, like somebody to step up to somebody. But then once I started talking to him, he was so shy. He was hella shy. And I understand why he wouldn't, like, his personality don't give, I'm about to just talk to you first. And then like, he was like, he don't really fuck with people at the job like that. He's like, he literally be by himself all the time, not working. That's how I always see him. I'm like, oh, you're so cute.
He sounds
just
like me.
Working.
I feel like I told you he sounds like me when we first started having this conversation. I'm like, he sounds.
Oh,
like,
so that's not him. That's not him. Person. He got fired.
Okay.
Different person. There was the one that, okay, so this is the one that homework asked you about. The one you're talking about was the one that I said was like, he started talking to me, then he stopped talking to me, and then he acted like he didn't see me. He got fired. But yeah, he cool. Like, we cool now, so it ain't nothing. But that one guy, I feel like once you open the door for y'all to actually talk and communicate, I feel like you'll make some leeway. You'll be bumping purses in no time.
You know what? I'm not even gonna say too much, because, you know, God forbid he finds this podcast. So I'm gonna light my blunt to not being pussy, and I think that's a great segue into this first topic, which is, why are so many gay men single? And by gay men, I mean me.
I don't know.
So I came across this topic because, you know, I was looking for stuff to talk about on the podcast, and this like so happened to like find me and match my mood so hard. So
wait, hold on. And they say we're not professional. He's doing research, you guys, for the podcast. It gets no more professional than that.
You are gonna have to let that go, honey.
never.
We are a professional podcast. We just don't look like it sometimes, but it's okay. Okay, everybody's a diamond in a rough. Okay. Like, I've been sprinting them diamonds from Africa. Yeah, we one of them.
Oh, we're going there. We're going there.
Nothing political today.
Political boys next door.
So I came across this Reddit thread from about a year ago, where somebody asked, like, why are so many gay men single? And through the thread, people were asking, like, these sort of questions, like, do we need to lower our standards? Is it that we try to fix the relationship instead of adjusting to the partner that we find or come across or like fall in, you know, like in love with? Is it because we're too focused on physical attributes of people? Do we think we have too many? I know this is a lot of questions, but it's just, you know, have too many options because of social media and all these dating apps? And you think, oh, well, if this don't work out with him, I can always go somewhere else. Or do we just settle too soon, or do we not settle when we probably should settle? Should we ever settle? Are the conversations we have when we get to know somebody too surface? Do we need to be more realistic and malleable and like bend to things that we don't normally get into, like dating a bottom? So
I was gonna say that, yeah.
Okay. Why do you think so many gay men are single, specifically you?
I think when it comes down to me, I'm single because I think, and I say this and it sounds like, I feel like whenever you say this, it sounds so head ass. Like, if anybody says, I'm always looking like, okay, bitch, you're not that scary. But, like, I think guys are intimidated by me naturally. I feel like I give off a presence that is just like, if I'm not, like, if you don't know me, you'll think I'm just like very serious, very just like bitchy, very just like, I'm very stoic in person, I guess you could say. Like, cause I just be doing my own thing. Half the time, like, if I'm walking somewhere, I have like a song playing in my head. I'm like walking to the song. Like, I'm not there. Like, I'm literally on my own planet. And so, like, a lot of times guys are like, I've heard people in general just come up to me and just be like, I thought you were so mean. And I was just like, no, I'm a full joke. And then I like say something weird and they're just like, oh, okay, you're that type of person. So I think it comes down to that. But I also think for me personally, it comes down to like what I look for in a person. I look for realness. And I think I mentioned earlier, like during my like, well, lighting a blunt too. I look for realness in a person. I look for like someone just to be their authentic self and just like present themselves in a way where it's just like, it doesn't come off like you're pretending. It doesn't come off like you're faking. It doesn't come off like, I don't want you to fake yourself just to try to impress me. I want you just to bring yourself, be yourself, and then let me figure out how I feel about you in, like, real time. And then also, I demand a lot, too. I'm one of people, like, I like constantly talking. I like being able to just, like, I like a vibe and a connection. I like my nigga to almost be, like, my best friend. And I think that scares a lot of guys when I'm getting to know them off rip. Because I come in with a lot of, like, heavy, like, boyfriend energy, and half the time I'm really social, I'm really just trying to fill you out, and I'm really just trying to figure out shit for myself. So I can't like change that, because I'm in a place now where it's just like, if it doesn't make sense, I'm not spending time on it. If it's not for me and where I'm currently at, I can't really invest in it.
Do you because think you like give you up said too earlier, easy?
No, I don't give up at all. I'm a bulldog. I'm very like, if I like you, if I want you, I'm gonna stay on you. The minute you get space, the minute you get like, I'm not there, I'm over it. And so it's just like, but I'll give my time. I'll give like I invest time in everything. That's why it's really hard for me like to talk to more than one person at a time, because I'm just like, I have to get to know you. I have to really just understand you. I have to really make sure this is a thing. And if I have other niggas around, if I'm talking to 90 other niggas, plus I really like you, I'm not really going to be focused on you. Because the minute you do something I don't like, or the minute you say something I don't like, I'm going to go talk to those other niggas, and I'm not going to really be thinking about you until the next conversation, you know? And so it's just kind of like, I'm a hard person to date, and I feel like that's intimidating. If that any of that made sense.
I feel like, to go against what you just said, for me, I'm more so like, I don't come in with boyfriend energy. I come in with like, I don't need you energy. And so I think that comes off like, I don't say it, but it comes off like, damn, like, do he even like me? Because like, he just don't seem like he give a fuck. And maybe that's like an Aquarius thing. Maybe that's a defense mechanism. I think it's a little bit of both.
100.
So I think in like, in my dating history, that has contributed to why I'm single. But I think why I'm single now, I just don't put myself out there. Like, I don't. And like, when guys like try to talk to me, like, I don't text them back. I ignore them. I don't really make much effort, because like, I'm totally disinterested. Like, I don't think my standards are high. Like, I'm really just like one of those people, like, if I meet you, I meet you where you are at. I'm not trying to change you. I'm not trying to be like, I meet you how you are. And I've taken this from Iyanla VanZant, and I've carried it with me since I've learned it from her. And I know y'all try to clown her, but she gives a lot of life lessons. Like, I see what you are, and I choose whether or not I want to participate. More yes. often than not,
that
I choose not to participate. And so that also contributes to why I'm single, because it's like, I see stuff and I'm like, I don't have to deal with this. This is not worth it. I have enough stress in my life.
So you give up pretty easy.
I do give up easily, I think, because for me, it's just like, I don't need, because I know how I get when I'm heartbroken. I don't, and I actively try to avoid that. So if I feel like,
so it's rejection. Is it like a rejection thing? Like you try to avoid rejection or disappointment, so you just rather just like block yourself
more
off from
so
it?
So avoid disappointment, not rejection. Because if we already got a thing, like whatever. But like it's more so like me just trying to like keep myself from falling into a space where I don't want to be. And again, I just don't get out. I don't now today.
That
a couple hours ago, I literally, first of all, I don't go outside. I don't go out. People, my friends invite me out, I don't go. You know, it's like, but it's like, people are outside. Like, where are you gonna? You're not gonna. I am a true believer that a man is supposed to come knock on my door and find me. Like, I feel like, why not? Like, but also, if a man comes to knock on my door, he's the killer. So I'm also not gonna date him.
So, yeah, yeah, 100%. I also feel like if when it should be coming too easy like that, like you just pop up, I'd be like, who sent you and why are you here? Like,
is this a
setup? The devil working? Yeah.
Did somebody dare you to do this?
You a little too good. Why are you here?
So today, actually, before we started recording, I downloaded Tinder. I downloaded. I already had Jack on my phone, but I was like, okay, I'm gonna start trying to reply to some people on Jack. The problem with Jack though is y'all don't have no profile pictures. Like you were saying, what was that, last week or the week before last?
Last week.
Y'all start with dick pics, and if you don't start with dick pics, you start with a face pic, and you look like Jason Tsunami. And then it's like
a foot. You like a foot, bitch.
And I'm not big. I'm not like crazy about looks. Like, you don't have to be hot. Like, you just can't look like a tree frog.
They don't even be lukewarm. That'd be the part. They don't even be lukewarm.
And it's just like the energy be off. And I don't know. Like, I saw a porn star on Jack earlier. I guess he lives in the area now because he's always here every time I open my app. So unless he's visiting or fucking somebody in my building or something, I don't know.
You should reach out to him and ask him to come on the podcast. Like, hey, I know this is a weird place.
That's true. If you know who he is, I like some of his videos too. But that's my thing. That's why
let's
I'm saying I just don't put myself out there. So I'm gonna try. I also downloaded Grindr because while I was looking for topics for the podcast, I found out that I don't know this to be true because I haven't opened the app. But Grindr has like a category for sides. So like maybe I'll find the side of my dreams.
I don't really use, so when I'm on like Grindr or whatever, I'm literally just like browsing. Like I'm literally just looking to see who's around. Like that's how I use all the apps. I like to spy. So I'm looking around, like, oh, you're kind of cute. Okay. If you're kind of cute, then I'll, like, mess you. But that's so rare. Like, it's just so rare. I find the best niggas on Facebook dating and Tinder.
Now, Facebook dating isn't available in Texas yet, I don't think. Because every time I've tried, it's, like, not. Oh, maybe it's just not available for me. But
you have to wait and like use your Facebook a little bit, and then it gives you access to it, because before it's like blacked off. It's like a secret thing, and so they try to make sure that they're weeding through like all the fake people or whatever. And so like Facebook dating has a lot, but they also have the option, so like you can click like you want to like somebody, or if you want to like friendship, like they have a friendship option. So like they have different options for different things. And like for me, all like the people that's in my, the people you might like section, they live far away. And so I'm always in the friendship section, and I be liking niggas in the friendship section, because half the niggas in the friendship section, they be gay, bi, whatever. And so I be clicking on them, and those be the actually cool ones. I actually like, I met one nigga on there. He's super, super fucking cool. So, it's just like that.
I'm going to try. Now, I know I say this every few months. If you've listened to the podcast for any amount of times, you probably have heard me say, I'm going to try to date, and then I'm lying because I don't really feel like it. But I'm going to try.
Feel like if the right guy came along, you would give him a chance right now in your current...
I feel like I always give people a chance, and they always prove to me why I should have never given them a chance. I gave somebody a chance a few months ago. I was just like,
what do it be? Like I know you say you give up to eat, like you give up hella easy. As soon as you see like a pink flag, you're like, I'm out.
It'd be little stuff. Like if I, for me, So abandonment issues, that's something that most people have. If you're a human being with parents,
real bad. You
probably have abandonment issues from either one of them. It's something from your childhood has caused you to feel abandoned, and you carry that with you as an adult. So I can spot when somebody don't really like me. Now, sometimes it may not be that they don't really like me, but that's how I read it. And so I be out.
Yes.
So it be stuff like that, or it's just like, but also it's truth to that too, because if somebody's not texting you back for 4 days, it's not tea. You know what I'm saying? If somebody is like, you know, not being, if somebody's being attentive. Short with you all the time, not being attentive, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Like, you can tell when somebody don't like you. And I've been rejected enough now to where it's like, it's so quick for me to see when something is
and it's out of whack. Separate.
Yeah.
And then I'm like I've been going through that like lately myself, because like it's half of me, I don't know if it's like the inner saboteur being like, okay, this person not doing this, so they not fucking with you, you need to just go your separate ways. Or if it's like actually the reality of the situation of they not fucking with you like that. Because my general happenstance is I generally think you don't like me. Yeah. I naturally think that. You have to like show me you like me in a way, and then like I'll be like, okay, bet you actually like me. And then, like, from there, I'm like, okay, I'm going to let my guard down. But as soon as I let my guard down, don't fuck it up. Because I just feel like now I'm like, you know, like, when a deer or, like, I keep using Bambi as a fucking example. But, like, when an animal's injured in the jungle, like, you try to get close to it, or you fucking, like, a cat or dog, give me the sweetest fucking cat or dog. But, like, you try to get close to it, it's injured, so it's going to be snippy and snappy. And so it's just like, when I see myself, like, getting that way, I'll be like, yeah, I'm cool.
An injured deer. Well, let's say you start dating and you like this person and y'all in the talking stage now. Like, what are some talking stage rules or like privileges that you think that you should have when you're talking to somebody? And what exactly is the talking stage to you? I think we talked about this before, but just for clarification.
Okay. So the talking stage is like when you're trying to figure out like if you actually like, okay, this might be something serious. Mm-hmm. Okay. This might be something. And so like you're like in that transitional phase right before like the you my nigga phase. And so it's just like it's figuring each other out, you're talking, you're getting to know each other, you're like it's almost like in a deeper level. But then like you can also be like, I guess we talked about this before, this also kind of like meshes into the dating part too, because you're kind of like we're dating too. So it's just like the amount of time, the amount of energy, the amount of like attention you get a person, I feel like that's talking, because like you're talking to that person. And so like for my talking stage rules, I'm really, and I said it before and I feel like every time I say this I sound like a pick me, but like legit, like I'm really just relax, do your shit, just don't bother me in the process, don't bring no bullshit, don't bring no drama. Keep it very clear and communicate. That's all I be asking for. Everything else, like, if you want to come spend a night, spend a night. If you want to stay here while I'm doing this, you can do that. Like, I really don't give a fuck. But that's just how I operate. Because I feel like it can be, like, dating after my last shit. People require a lot of attention. And people require a lot of affection and all that shit. And I feel like right now I'm in a stage where I kind of want somebody that operates on their own time, has their own thing going on. And then, like, we have our own world separately. So, like, you know, like you go to a job almost. Like, you go, you clock in, you do the job. And then you go and you visit. And then when you go home, you're like, okay, this is my safe space. Like, that's kind of where I'm operating at. I want a separation between everything else in the world and who I'm dealing with. So, I don't know. I just operate your own speed and then come back to me.
If, I think, it's kind of hard to put rules on a talking stage because it's like, at that point, y'all don't really.
And I don't own you.
Right. It's like, you know, we go together, but you're not really my man. But you my man, you know, but for me, If I'm talking to somebody and like let's say I don't know. I'm just okay. If I'm talking to somebody and let's say we end up at the same club together, baby, we didn't go out together that night, but we go end up at the same club and I see you in somebody else's face, you're done.
I see you about to say that.
No, because I just feel like, damn, I didn't have to see, like, if I didn't see that, like, if I, even in my head, if in my head, I know that this is what you're doing, fine, but if I see it, I'm turned off. It's like, now I gotta throw up, now you're done.
Are you jealous?
Oh, you know, I wanted to talk about this a couple weeks ago. It's so funny that you said that.
Okay.
A little bit. I am a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
I got the green on, baby. I'm ready.
It doesn't manifest into like craziness, but I get my feelings hurt pretty easily when I see stuff that I feel like, oh, okay, this is what we doing. Go to hell.
Oh, this is the game you want to play. Let's play. Yeah, I'm super jealous. I'm like borderline, like, I'm a Taurus.
Well, you're
but
crazy.
I'm a Sag. Yeah, but then I'm a Sag moon, and I'm a Libra rising. And so that's a lot going on. And so my anger is just like a bubbling anger. You get like different outputs of it. And so it's just like, I won't say I'm crazy jealous. I'm definitely just like a very attentively aware jealous. Like, don't play in my face.
Yeah. And don't let me see
like,
you
do your
up on somebody that, because this happened to me. I wasn't even talking to this man. I ain't got this man number. I really don't even know his real name. But I like him because, you know, he my Instagram crush. And I saw him at the club hugged up on some hussy. And since then, I ain't liked him. So.
Bitch, you said you're not crazy, bitch. You said it's not crazy, right?
Because, like, you are my man in my head. It's like, you should just be able to read my mind and know that that's out of order.
Once a nigga is, hit, like, your man in your head, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Nothing else matters.
Like, if I saw my work crush with, like, a man.
Oh, it's dark. We fighting. Parking lot, bitch. I know what your car looks like.
In the elevator. Like, stop playing with me.
Bitch. Like,
suffocate.
Yeah.
From lack of oxygen, because the fire department couldn't get to the elevator in time. It was too much traffic on 610, and now you stuck on the elevator with the love of your life, and y'all gonna die together. I hope y'all happy.
And then you run out of food because you've been stuck on there so long. Then you got to eat each other, and you're forced to eat him alive. You have to live with the thought that this would have never happened if you had just been with
me. Since you like eating him so much, eat his fucking guts, bitch.
Eat my guts.
Well, I think we should go ahead and move right into Ask the Boys.
This is so unhinged.
If you want to read this first one, because you brought this from Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. I didn't tell them I was going to use their shit, but I'm like, I'm stealing shit. It's Twitter, so it's public access anyway. Sorry. That's the rules of the internet. But this is a new segment I might bring. It's called Twituation. Like a situation from Twitter. And so this person, Malik Flowers 9, said, so this boy asked me to follow him. So I did, right? Child, why come on here and end up finding his alt account? I'm a little turned off now. So I just wondered, in your opinion, if you say you found out a guy that you were really, really interested in, like you were really, really interested, like you fuck with him, like that's your man in your head. If you found his alt Twitter, he was actually on there active, would you care? Or would that be like, would you want to get involved and be a little side piece?
Well, for context, for those of you who don't know, an alt Twitter is like a freak Twitter.
Yeah, it's where you post all the shit you wouldn't post on your normal Twitter. So, like, if you want to go in there and talk about getting gutted like a fish all day, you can do that without Carol from HR that you work with that happened to follow you on Twitter randomly one day because you were over talking in the break room, seeing about it.
If it was, I can't imagine that it was like somebody I was seriously dating and then I found this. But like if it was somebody that I was talking to and I found this, I don't think that would bother me much.
Yeah.
Like unless it was like his OnlyFans and he's fucking other people on there, if it's just like his Twitter where he's like releasing his like sexual thoughts and stuff like that, if I found it, I probably wouldn't even tell him I found it, first of all.
You would keep it a secret?
I would definitely lurk on the low, yeah.
I would lurk on the low, too. Yeah. I like finding alt pages or, like, Twitter, headless Twitter pages. I'd be like, oh, bitch, I'm learning everything now. Because, you know, people love their representative. Them representatives be working overtime, getting paid hella. Like, those are the real saviors.
There are people who I speak to, I won't say regularly, but enough. Mm-hmm. they don't know that I know their freak Twitters, and that's okay because I know all your tea. And it's not because I know your tea I'm gonna use it against you. It's just like, oh, it just makes me, it makes it so easier to talk to you now because I know who you really are. I know your freaky dark side.
I know what you're watching at 3 a.m. when that random light pop up.
I've been through your likes, you, and everything. You think don't nobody know, but I know. And if you have ever known any of my freak Twitters that have been notoriously deleted, every Twitter account I've ever had has gotten deleted. Every single fucking one of them, okay? And I want to give Elon Musk dud of the day for that one. We bringing that to the podcast.
Can that be a poop sound?
But
ooh, let's pause for the thumbnail real quick. Okay, I gotta remember what part of that. Is that 59? Okay.
Oh, I look a mess today.
Me too, but it's okay.
I looked a mess last week too.
Yeah, I used a different picture last week. You can see my moose knuckle.
I look kinda cute.
Oh, that's cute.
My
head is really big.
If you've ever seen any of my alt Twitters, keep your mouth shut. That's between me and you. Okay.
Same. I like finding people alt Twitters though. I like knowing that shit. Let me see what you into.
Speaking of alt Twitters, real quick, when I open Snapchat, I'm going right to the locked stories, okay? And I want to see dick, ass, feet, freaky shit. I want to see all types. I want to see you getting fucked. I want to see you fuck. I know people feel that way about close friends. I don't feel that way about close friends. Close friends, I feel like, you know, post whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm fine with it. Snapchat, open that hole. Pull that dick out. Okay, I don't want to see you talking about nothing else. This is not the place for that. Okay, I'm scrolling past all the stories that look happy and fun. No, I want to see gushy, creamy, nut, kiss,
gushing and farting,
squirting and fart. I want to see all the nasty stuff. Okay, I got some really nasty stuff in my Snapchat DMs the last couple.
I just got my Snapchat back working too. I'm ready. I didn't think people were like that on Snapchat. I got on Snapchat one time, and I got added to three different groups. It was all different buttholes, dicks, and feet everywhere. And then they were like, if you don't post, we're kicking you out. And so I was just like trying to make sure, I was like trying to watch it in increments so they wouldn't notice I was still there. And I wasn't posting, because I didn't ask to be added to this. I post one raunchy picture on Snapchat, and all of a sudden I got added to all the free groups. One.
I was in a freak group. I posted in there like one time, but I never really felt comfortable posting in there because my Snapchat name is like Blackberry, and so I was like, I don't want nobody
look at that slut
to me. but like a lot of the freaky people been adding me is like the thing about Snapchat is too much anonymity. So as much as I like as much as I like Snapchat,
yeah.
I don't want y'all to think y'all getting that from me all the time. When I go in there, I post my little butt and I go. To the people who in my Snap private story, you've seen some things.
Come on, post a little butt.
And people in here, I don't fucking know y'all.
Yeah, and that makes me uncomfortable too, because like then you add me like to this group. I got added to an Instagram group. And I'm like, well, now wait, hold on. What if
Instagram.
I didn't want all these people to know
on
I was
Instagram?
Yes, and then I have to add my other page because I'm like, okay, I'll add the alt page to the group so I can still watch. And I left from my main page out there. I'm like, I don't want to be attached to there. But still, yes, they do don't. Yeah, the Instagram ones, you can save the videos.
Oh, that's absurd.
Yes, you can. I'm like, bitch, I'm never posting it here. Like you can save the videos. It show you like when who read it. It show you like who was all in there. And when they pop in there, child, it's the FBI for real. So I'm adding there, but I'm like, let me leave my main page out. So I left my fake page in there so I can pop on in. I woke up one day. I saw butthole. It was but it was balls and butthole. You know how I feel about that. And so it was little balls and butthole. It was feet too. It was like that angle when they're sitting on their back. Perfect angle. So I wasn't mad.
Definitely posted a few videos like that. I might make another one tonight. I don't know. So if you're in my Snap story, hopefully by now you've seen it. This is a little mini confession. Not really though, but I was in I know this is a raunchy place, but every time I start talking about this particular thing, I feel really dirty saying it.
What do you mean? What is
it? There was a Snap group for scat, and I was in it. I wasn't posting nothing, but everybody was posting like they scat content, and I was enjoying it. But I guess the group disbanded or something. They broke up like Destiny's Child. I don't know.
I hate. Okay, so on Twitter, I got a couple scat Twitter pages I follow, and I'd be so sad when they randomly get deleted. I always go to my bookmarks. I go to my bookmarks, and I know how to. It's like a game of geographic tag to get to the right shit. So I'm like,
you gotta get on Dark Fans.
Yeah, I've been seeing, because that Trizzy guy, he was posting videos on there. It was a couple of niggas that were posting videos. Trizzy, the Gap Trizzy, the one who, with the dreads, who just randomly started getting fucked. He was, like, on Bad Boys.
The fake
he
got straight the pierced with the wicks.
Yeah, it's him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he had one. And then there's, like, I know it's a lot of them out there. I be keeping in tabs with my people. I got to see what y'all doing out here.
Well, let's get into the second question for Ask the Boys. By the way, if you want to send us questions of your own, send them to askboysnextdoor@gmail.com. I forgot to say that now. Earlier. These are not questions that we have this week, but, you know, we're doing it in this segment. Anyway, I got this question from the Neighborhood Talk. Shout out to Kyle and those mouth skills. So this lady posted on Twitter. She says, I have a married guy friend whose company I enjoy and who I love to pieces. We've been friends for years, since before the marriage. When we do link, it's 97% innocent. Now, that part right there.
The 3%.
Because the 3%. This is why nobody wants to be in relationships, because everybody be fucking cheating. The fuck you mean 97% innocent, bitch? This is a married man. Like, where's my bombs at? Hold up. Let me get a bomb ready.
Hold up. I'm running for shelter, bitch.
You know how old people be on their phone? They be like, where's my bomb at, bitch?
One second.
My speaker not connected, so it's not so loud. But bitch, 97% ho, you fucking home record.
Play the dud sound again.
Goddamn hussy. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
His wife is completely hetero, yet he wants me to covertly assist him in attempting to persuade her to allow me into their relationship after I semi-sincerely suggested it while drunk one night. Strike two, bitch. You've been flirting with this man for that 3% of the time. She's sneaky. Fucking whore.
She's sneaky, too.
Talking about semi-sincerely suggesting you want to fuck both of them. Now, I will say, I've said it on this podcast before, I would enjoy being a unicorn. You know what I'm saying? If you want to bring me into your relationship just for a little fun, every, you know, like 2 weekends a month,
so,
ring me up. So, you know?
You are a slut from the 90s. A slut. So, okay, let's say you meet like a guy, or you meet like a guy, he's like, you're chopping up, you think it's nice and cool, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, you think y'all about to be on something, and he tell you he got a girlfriend, and he's like, he was trying to fill you out to see if that would be a good situation. Would you pursue it, and would you actually fuck with it? And then when y'all having sex, you gonna eat the pussy, you gonna eat his
you
girl pussy
in front
of him?
You know how bad I wanna eat pussy? We've been talking about this for a long time. I'm doing it.
You are a slut. You have no morals.
I need to break my lady virginity. I need to have sex with a woman.
Maybe we should do that on tour. We both eat pussy together.
I know he likes me a lot and wants to possess me. And I'm also aware that I appeal to him in ways his wife could never. This bitch is sneaky. His best friend tells me how often he talks about me and is often co-signing him, committing to me, and integrating me into his relationship. The friend is snake too. They were even discussing him buying a bigger house to accommodate me the last time I saw them. While I'm not really that interested, you're a liar, I must say I found the idea titillating. You're a whore. I like challenges and almost want to purely for the sake of it seeing... And I almost want to, purely for the sake of seeing it, seeing if I succeed. So while I am slut-shaming you, I do understand that it can be titillating to, like, want to join a couple. However, you're a slut and you're a whore. I just want to know, is this cheating on the guy's part? Like, do you consider this cheating? And would you be down for this, like, if you were in a relationship, your partner recruiting a bitch that he'd been knowing since fifth grade?
I think that's neat. I think that is cheating, kind of, because it's sneaky on his part. Like, unless the wife was really in on it. Like, I think he's doing it, like, the backwards way.
Mm-hmm. Like, because you would think he would talk to... the whole situation.
Yeah, he's backdooring it. So, basically, he's trying to get his ice cream in his hole, too. And so, he want to make sure, like, he got everything good at home. But then he got shorty on the side. But then it's like... So, if your wife... So, what if you go through all this, like, setting up and getting a situation together with her, but your wife isn't okay with it? Then what?
Then you're going to get your dick chopped off like that lady did. I heard a story.
Lorena Bobbitt.
Okay, that's a good example. But I was talking about somebody else. But there have been many Lorena Bobbitts since Lorena Bobbitt. They is chopping dicks off. I just heard a story about the lady chopped the dick off and flushed it down the toilet. You
yes, I heard about that.
Again, bitch, you're a slut. The bitch you've been cheating with for the 3% of the time is a slut.
I'm chopping dicks off this time around. I think it's due for it. Mm-hmm. I think since you want to go spread it around so much, how about you treat it like a dildo? You can just give it around to everybody freely, without it being attached to you. Less work, more opportunity for you, slut.
Put a little duct tape on the end so you know, so the wound close up. You can just carry it around without it leaking everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Girl, fuck you. You've been flirting with this. Now, I don't know. Have you ever messed with a married man?
Have I messed with a married man?
That's what I said.
I mess with a lot of niggas in relationships. I think I told that confession of when I gave head to a boy while his boyfriend was sleeping in the bed beside us.
Wow. No.
I think I told that.
Maybe you have, but you know I forget shit.
And then one time a guy snuck me into his apartment while his boyfriend was home and I gave him head in the bathroom.
Oh, you're the slut from the 90s.
I feel like if it's a vibe and it's a connection, I don't want to deny us access to this part of the relationship that we clearly need to explore and make sure is justifiably right for us. Because what if we never get a chance? What if I die tomorrow? You'll never get a chance to experience me, you know? And then you're stuck with your ex forever thinking about me. Now you've experienced me, you're still with the boy.
I don't know.
Kid math.
I don't know if I could knowingly sleep with a married man, but I also don't know that I would because they be fine. You know, I don't know.
Married niggas be, and it's baby daddies be fine, married niggas be fine.
But for me, it would just have to be like a thing where y'all are both like okay with the situation. I almost told somebody else's business because that was not my story to tell. But I just feel like,
well, save it for the Patreon.
Not even right. Not even on no like some karma type shit. Which karma? But it's just like I wouldn't even feel like in my brain. I would just be like, you're a slut. Why are you doing this?
I haven't felt bad about it. I told a story about
a slut with no conscience is crazy.
Oh, but I think I told a story about my friend who gave me permission to like fuck with her boyfriend. And
you're okay, I'll tell the story quick. Today.
This is a confession. Drop the beat. Okay, there we go. Okay, so yeah, I had a friend. We met in college. And we were like really, 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 really cool. And like she would always just say, like she talked about me to her boyfriend and she would show her boyfriend my pictures and yada, yada, yada. And then she had one day she made a comment. She was like, yeah, I wouldn't even care if y'all like fucked around or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
She
like
the fag hag.
But she was like really cool about it. And I was just like, girl, I wouldn't do that, blah, 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 blah. But one day I was on, I think, Snapchat. And I was like, I should just like message him because she had tagged him in something. So I messaged him and we start talking and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, what you on? And I was like, smoking, blah, blah, blah. So I went over to his house. We smoked. Ooh, he had a big, fat, nice house. His house was so fucking nice. It was just like, it was a mansion. It was like, it was really, really nice. And then anyway, so. Then he fucked my throat upstairs. And so then I started coming over his house like every other day. Like I was over his house every other day. But that's the nigga that, remember I told us the train story. That's the one from the train story.
I don't remember none of this, babe. I don't remember a goddamn thing. I mean, maybe if you weren't such a slut, I could keep up, but...
I think my celibacy, now that it has extended its residency, I think that my slutness has been erased. I'm a whole new person now. Just like this bitch from the world to say, I need to make sure that she go and delete her wholeness ASAP.
Now,
bitch, you're a sneaky hoe.
Two things. This reminds me of the letter that we read last week. And speaking of wholeness getting deleted before we get out of here, what do you think about Drea dating somebody her son's age and she's pushing 40? I ain't really want to talk about this because, but
I knew you were going to talk about it.
Brought it up, so you didn't bring it up, but it reminded me.
Okay, so I'm trying to think about how to word this because I know people. I'm friendly with people involved in this. And so I need to word it.
We might as well wrap it up.
Okay. I think Drea has the right to date whoever she wants to date. I think her age or whatever is... From what I originally heard of the story, it was originally supposed to be a PR stunt. And I guess they actually started liking each other. And so now they're actually dating. I feel like, y'all know me, I have said on here multiple times, 19 to about 23, fucking. 24 on up, we can actually date, talk, whatever. And that we can work on it from up there. But I can't see her actually, like it's so hard to judge someone's life, because I don't know what she can, I don't know what she wants, I don't know what she's needing out of a situation. And so, it's not like he a broke, bum-ass nigga either. He's a fucking, like, top pick, so...
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay, so I do know he's on. What sport does he play?
I think he plays football.
Okay. When you just said that, it just reminded me that some 20-year-old has been hitting on me in my DMs. I don't know what you want with me, young
sir. Get it. That young dick, Mandy. Okay, but listen,
I was just about to say.
Get that young dick, bitch. He might get you together. Shit different. You might have to get that backpack.
But I just feel like I would be robbing the cradle. But he don't really.
He don't look
20. He looks a bit older, but he don't look like old. He just look like older than 20.
And they be rizzing you up too. The young niggas are rizzing you up. They don't. The old niggas, they don't have it like the. They don't be doing that.
The thing about what I'm realizing with young guys is what I'm realizing that I'm old as fuck. Cause now I'm at the age where it's like I'm looking at you like a baby, you're so cute. But either you gonna hurt me or I'm gonna hurt you. You can't do this.
I'm saying, mama gonna put you out of commission. You gotta be careful.
Just in regards to like her being 39 and him being 21.
Yeah,
I feel like if I was a 39-year-old, that would be a no-go for me, especially if I also 100%. Had a 21-year-old son.
Yeah.
But me at 21, I'm going for the 39-year-old. Like, why not? So I get
it. And young niggas like old bitches.
I mean, not that she's old, but yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, they like...
Older women.
There's a word I'm looking for, but they like
that. Seasoned.
So...
Is that disrespectful?
I don't know. I was a little troubled to learn that she may or may not be pregnant by him. But I did see her post some bikini pics. But we do know that those things can be photoshopped. So I don't know. I would hope she's not pregnant by a child. But he is a rich child.
It's not like it's a 21-year-old that can't handle shit. Like, he's a fucking, like, top pick. Like, she could have done worse. He's fine. It's all hell. That's a fine nigga. But still, it's kind of like...
Because he's a consenting adult, but it's also like, you remember what your brain was doing at 21. Nothing.
21. Not ready to handle no baby. Like, you might... Like, at 21, I feel like I could have took down an old-ass man. I feel like I could have put it on ground.
Right. But I don't feel like...
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. No, I get that. Yeah. So, I just can't... No. I just think the interesting part is the fact of... She might be pregnant by him, and he may not know the responsibilities that he's leading up to, regardless if he's a consenting adult or not. Parenthood is a whole nother avenue, and she done been through it before. She's like not new to this game, and so it's like you have to know what you're signing up for. Commemorative not too long ago, that football player was getting extortion by that girl he got pregnant and made get an abortion and all this other stuff. So, and she was like keeping a baby, and he was sending her money and shit like that. Like, you got to be careful out here, and athletes are prime targets for all that shit. So,
but
be careful, athletes.
And I get what you're saying about that, but it's like on Drea's side, like she's self-made, so it's not like she's probably, well, maybe she is, but I don't know. Maybe she is.
She is
for the coin.
Drea,
I don't know.
I don't know. You really never know people's intentions behind shit. Like, I started off saying that. Like, you never fucking
know.
And
then, too, it's like, we see, like, what's that man name? 73 years old, just had a baby. What's his name? The old white actor. I know it's not George Clooney, but that's what I'm thinking of. But I know that's not him. Because George Clooney is married.
Well, I was about to say Willie Nelson, but I think he's a singer.
I don't know. Some old ass man just had a fucking baby. You finna die. You brought a baby into this world, you old bitch. Jason Tsunami. Ugh. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Boys Next Door. Make sure I'm gonna drag that bitch every chance I get, because first of all, let me tell you about this bitch. I thought we
were. What did you say earlier? You're never gonna. Are you gonna let that go? You gotta let that go, babe.
Y'all not really friends. Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, it was so left field for me. I was like, damn, I didn't even know we had issues like this. On top of that,
that hurts the worst. That'd be hurting the worst.
Actually, this one didn't hurt me, because once I scrolled down his Instagram and saw he looked the way he looked, I was like, good riddance, bitch.
Oh, my God.
It's just like, why would you attack me, first of all? Second of all, I blocked you. You DM'd the podcast page, and that was so funny to me.
Weird.
Back in 2020, I'm drunk, y'all. In case you haven't noticed, I've been drinking Henny out the bottle. Let's get ratchet. Get it clapping. Let's get ratchet. In 2020, I was looking for a co-host for this podcast, and he reached out because he was, so random, right?
Wow, what a small world.
I posted
world.
It on my now story.
I got a beef for him, too.
I posted it on my story. He was like, I'd be so interested. So, yeah, you found my podcast page because you wanted to be on it, you fucking loser, old-ass looking bitch.
It's the way you act. It's the way you act.
Boys Next Door Pod is our Instagram, the one that Jason Tsunami was blocked on. Our YouTube is...
And the thing is, before you say that, I don't even have access to the Instagram page for the Boys Next Door podcast anymore. So it's going to go straight to you anyway. I think because you might have logged in on the iPad. Probably logged me out. And so I don't even have access to it. So you're going to see it before I see it anyway, or anybody else see it. So he just basically just messaged you again. Like, you're dumb. That was a fucking flop.
And I blocked him on my Finsta because I didn't want him, because I knew that was going to be next. Because that's how old bitches work. They try to find new ways to attack young people. Follow our YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod.
Don't even
make the connection, because one old bitch is winning. Okay. Actually, I'm winning as well. I guess I'm the old bitch winning. Because I look younger than you.
Too old winning.
What Nikki said a lot of? I thought you was at least 35, bitch.
And you can make your titties bounce.
I can, and you can see that post on my Instagram. Make sure you swipe to the last slide. I got a lot of DMs about that one. If you want to suck my titties, DM me on Instagram at Blackberry.
Are you offering titty sucking sessions?
You know what?
Titty sucking sessions? Do you like your nipples sucked?
I was about to say, I like when a man is sucking on my nipples, not for the pleasure, but for the power. It's the same thing with the feet. Like, oh, look
here
at
we
you
go.
Sucking
it never
titties,
ends.
You little bitch.
Mama,
you beige bitch. That's why you look like fucking cottage cheese by the chin, bitch. And where can people find you?
You can find me in a safe, neutral place where we retweet good posts about Nicki, Megan, Doja. Cardi B was seen leaving the studio the other day.
Okay, we could have left her out of it. Go ahead.
And then,
and I like Cardi B, but you know, I gotta tag her just on basis of Nicki.
And then I tweet about wrestling, how I watch wrestling and video games and stuff like that. But you can follow me _ Ken Lush. We're cool nerds.
Speaking of wrestling, I know we hung up this phone like 5 times. I was just, because Undertaker is my favorite like male wrestler.
Uh-huh.
Purely based on his character. I don't even know, like, skill wise, I couldn't rate him. But just the character, yeah. Like, I was obsessed with Undertaker. Like, and so I just went down a rabbit hole, like, listening to all his different theme songs and how they changed over the years.
Oh yes, God, so I do that too. You may have a future in nerd wrestling them. That's what we enjoy. So randomly we'll post like old theme songs. Everybody posts their old favorite entrance music. And then everybody just shares them. And we just all listen and comment. It's a very peaceful place. Except for Vince McMahon, you old, dirty, nasty fucking bastard. You don't fucking do that shit.
Dead. It's so crazy when I keep seeing his name. I'm like, I thought he died. It's so crazy though, because my family is like, well, my mom's side of the family is like, I guess like a wrestling family. I remember my aunt, like she used to buy like every like pay-per-view. My mama used to, yes, up until my mom died, people. My mama used to watch wrestling every week, like consistently, like that was her thing.
That's probably why you love me even more.
I got out of wrestling because I found out it was fake. But I've grown up since then, and I realized it's not really fake. It's a soap opera with fighting. You know what I'm saying?
So I consider it reality TV that doesn't take a break.
It's like
it's
scripted,
drama. You know? It's fight. Yeah, it's drama. It's fights. It's fake. It's supposed to be like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? And you want it to be like that. You want it to be exciting. That's why I watch AEW, because they try to kill each other. They bleed all over the place. It's titties out, it's ass, the bitches are hot, the niggas are hot, like they're talented, they do flips, they drop each other on their head.
Is that WWE? Is that like a...
Hell no! I don't like WWE. I'm anti-WWE, yes. It's like its own corporation. It's owned by Tony Khan, who owns the Jaguars. We love you, Tony. Woo! And I'm actually... this is like a little thing. I probably will be guest hosting on a wrestling podcast soon. So I'll keep y'all updated on that. Yeah, I don't know. I'll keep y'all updated. And so, yeah, so... It's a lot of shit. AEW's cool.
Okay,
we love wrestling.
Well,
that has made me so happy. I love talking about wrestling.
We are going to actually end this podcast. Make sure y'all tune in next week. And thank y'all for tuning in every week as usual. Goodbye.